Well, I think the what we call the food price crisis of 2008, when we experienced that massive spike in food, which gave rise to food riots in 30 countries over the world, that actually changed things. It changed things politically. Food is back on the political agenda. The fact that the G8 meeting the last weekend spent 2 hours talking about food and nutrition security. I want to stress that we are no longer talking about just food security. You can have food security in the context of enough food with still a lot of people either eating the wrong things or not eating sufficiently. So food and nutrition security is what the game is. And I think there are some hopeful signs. I think the fact that it's back on the political agenda means a number of governments are taking it more seriously. There's more investment going into it from both governments and the private sector. And one other thing that has happened in the last 2 years is the development of a real focus on early childhood nutrition, expressed through something called the Scaling Up Nutrition Movement. And that is something to which now 27 of the most vulnerable countries have signed up to and have committed to trying to implement and make serious change over the next period of time. And I think if we build on that, that's a good future.